Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2018 Super Nationals, and Napa Auto Parts. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. We invite you to get involved by calling 994-1017. That's 994-1017 and get into all the action. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here every Saturday morning on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Next Saturday, we're going to be down at Super Nationals. That's right. The Super Bowl is next Saturday. That's next Saturday. Well, it's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Super Bowl of cars. So you don't have to worry. Tom Brady's not going to be there. So you could come out, have fun. No one cares about the game anyway. I mean, seriously. It's like 98% of the country is rooting for the Eagles. And like 2%, and I think it's Tom Brady and his family that are rooting for them. But anyway, I'm looking forward to the drama if they're going to break up. You know, I mean, if Belichick and Brady are going to break up. So after that. But anyway, you can come out. Make sure you check it out. Bob Brown and I will be there next Friday at Super Nationals. 4 to 7, we'll be doing our show live. It'll be the sixth consecutive New Mexico Motorsports Report at Super Nationals Live from 8 to 9. They'll get cranking at 10, so you can come on out. And I'd love to announce the fact that from noon to 2 on Saturday, Al Unser Sr., that's right, the legend, will be in our booth there, so you can come and you can meet him, talk to him. We're going to be doing some interviews and stuff with him and a lot of the things that are going on. But a lot of cool cars at Super Nationals. Of course, right now, you can pick up your tickets at Napa. Save yourself some money. So you go in any Napa store, and you can pick up a couple of tickets. Save yourself about $5. I think it's $2.50 a ticket. And you can avoid the line. That's the biggest thing, is you could just avoid the line with your tickets. But we do got some racing going on this weekend. That's right. The 24 Hours of Daytona is going on. And we were able to send John Haverland out there on our behalf, ESPN Albuquerque. And he caught up with Fernando Alonso. Here's that interview.
Fernando, John Haverland with ESPN Albuquerque. This first question I got for you is, are you looking forward to going back to Monaco after a two-year hiatus?
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward. I think it's one of the best races, or the best races, the best race in the calendar in F1. And not to be in that race is sad. And this year I will be back, and hopefully in a competitive car, and that will put a smile on my face.
And how do you think McLaren's going to do entering this year?
I think we have all the feeling that it's going to be a good season. I think the effort and the preparation that the team put in next year's car has been better than ever. And I think the Renault power unit will give us the potential to be again in the positions on the front. I don't know how competitive in that front pack, but definitely in the first couple of roads on the grid, and that will allow us to show the potential then after in the race. So I think the feeling or the mood that, you know, I had from the team is very different this year compared to the last three. It's a lot of confidence in everyone at the factory, and that is a positive sign.
How long do you see yourself competing in F1? Do you see it going into your 40s, or be, you know, any time? Do you see an end for you, though?
To be honest, I have not a clear idea or a clear target of what I will do in F1. I will go year by year, see how I feel. There are a few changes in the sport lately, with Liberty coming in. I think the sport is better now, in a better shape than two or three years ago. On the other hand, the races are increasing now. We have 21 races. We have no testing. You know, there are some things that are maybe not in the best way, but I will see year after year. But as I said, I don't have a clear moment of when I stop.
So with you, Lewis and Sebastian as the, I believe you guys are the only multiple time champions on the grid right now. Do you have a prediction of who might be that next guy? Maybe one of the younger drivers?
I think it will depend always of the car performance, but from the young, talented guys, probably Verstappen is one of the guys to watch with Red Bull. You know, he's fast and probably a potential world champion there. But as I said, you know, if a team managed to dominate the sport for 3 or 4 years, the drivers on that team will have that chance. So hopefully McLaren is the next dominating force, and the McLaren drivers will get this opportunity.
All right, my final question. In America, 40 drivers in the Cup Series, mainly only from America. Formula One, you got the entire world and 20 guys doing it. How much more difficult and how much more improbable is it to really make it to the pinnacle of auto racing?
I think it's always difficult, but not in motor racing. I think it's the same in any sport, you know, it's individual sport. Probably in team sport, it's a little bit more, it's a little bit easier because you share the team and you share the game with your teammates, and there are more number of people doing that sport. In motorsport, because it's something that you cannot practice or you cannot do everyday life, you need to get the circuit, you need to get the team, you need to get everything. It's already quite exclusive, and to be at the top series and at the top level is even more difficult. But I think in individual sport is quite the same in anything, you know, tennis, golf, or whatever. You know, to be the first 20 guys in the world, it's not easy for any of us.
Thank you so much.
So, you know, it's fascinating. The more things change, the more they become the same. Because in that interview, there was the two main themes. And one was, of course, the young guns versus the old. You know, I mean, who is going to be the next rising star? How is that going to change? And it's Verstappen absolutely had a lot of issues there. Definitely a talent, but kind of a little all over the place, but always a threat to win. The other is Fernando Alonso in reaching out, and whether, you know, McLaren and McLaren Motor Cars is wanting to increase its base, but to venture into road racing and, you know, also doing the Indy 500, it takes back. I mean, we lost Dan Gurney, you know, like a week ago, a legend where, you know, he developed parts and also was a phenomenal driver, and to see that evolution now that these cars are so professional and so technical, and to see that evolution of a guy that's doing what used to be kind of mainstream. You know, we talked about Dan Gurney last week. I'm just going to bring up, I mean, the most amazing 3 weeks of motor racing, when he finishes second at the Indy 500, and then wins with the guy that beat him in AJ Foyt. And the following week at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Then the following week, he goes and he wins a NASCAR race. I mean, that to me is the sign. How are we getting people's attention going forward? Liberty Media knows that Formula One is going to go the way of all other sports if you don't tap into that younger base. But how do you do that without alienating the people that have built a base for years? And I think that that's what we're seeing. Monster Energy, by the way, has not signed their contract in NASCAR for 2019 yet. So they went to the sponsorship. They're trying to bring in the younger people and younger drivers that are trying to build it on that. But at the same time, are they alienating their older base? And so we'll see how that goes. And as a matter of fact, on the other side, we're going to talk about the battle between the young versus old and how Jimmy Johnson feels about being called Grandpa. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi. Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Albuquerque 101.7, the team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team will be at the House of Football in Albuquerque this Tuesday, January 30th. Join me as the locker room broadcast live. With both House of Football locations closing for good, there are massive bargains to be had with prices slashed by 20 to 90% off. You can also register to win some fantastic door prizes. The huge store closing sale. All item and fixtures must go. Bag a bargain at House of Football at Eubank and Candelaria this Tuesday from 4 to 7 p.m.
Make El Bruno's Restaurante and Cantina your choice for lunch or dinner and the very best in New Mexican cuisine. Sip on a margarita and let El Bruno's menu take you from the freshest made-at-your-table guacamole anywhere to their authentic New Mexican dishes and even steaks and chops. You will love the decor and the atmosphere. Take advantage of their patio seating for your next special event. El Bruno's even does catering. El Bruno's Restaurante and Cantina, born in Cuba, New Mexico, and now growing in the North Valley at 8806 4th Street or visit elbrunos.com.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including the largest selection of hoses and fittings. Torco Racing Fuel ready to go in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest feed shop, Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank, and on the west side at 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, across from Costco. Buy local, save time and money. Yearwoodperformance.com.
How sweet is it at Santa Ana Star Casino?
Best slots?
Check.
Best rewards?
Check. And now, they're really putting the icing on the cake with the $100,000 candy cash giveaway. Every Saturday, 5 lucky winners will have a chance to satisfy their sweet tooth and walk away with $100,000.
Candy is dandy, but 100K would sure come in handy.
The $100,000 candy cash giveaway, going on now at Santa Ana Star Casino, New Mexico's best bet.
Elliot Shelton here from Shelton Jewelers. As a custom designer, I'm always looking to buy cool new gemstones and diamonds. So bring your gently used jewelry, gemstones, and diamonds to Shelton Jewelers. We pay top dollar. Hope to see you soon. Shelton Jewelers on Montgomery and Louisiana.
If you love rock and roll, don't miss Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Saturday, February 3rd, inside Legends Theater at Route 66 Casino Hotel. That's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. February 3rd. Visit rt66casino.com.
I'm Gabriel Amador, owner of Amore Neapolitan Pizzeria, and I want to personally invite you to my pizzerias. Amore crafts and serves the only certified Neapolitan pizza in Albuquerque, as well as terrific salads, antipasti, and desserts. At Amore Pizzeria, everything is made from scratch. Our sauce, dough, and bread, even our mozzarella is made fresh daily. Amore is here to offer you great food all year long. Visit us at Green Jeans Farmery on I-40 in Carlisle, or in West Downtown on Central, just east of Rio Grande Boulevard, where our happy hour features 15 local beers on tap.
This is Darrell Walker, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2018 Super Nationals, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Quick programming note, coming up at 9 a.m., you got FM Sports Saturday with Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., Team High School Show with Gary Heron. 11 a.m., you got the Henry T. Show with the legend Henry Tafoya. 6:30, we're going to have NBA basketball with the Boston Celtics versus the Golden State Warriors. Sunday, we're going to have ESPN Network coverage, wall-to-wall coverage on everything that's going on. Monday, 4 p.m., tune into the locker room with Bob Brown. Catch up on all the stuff over the weekend. Make sure you mark your calendars, Super Nationals, next weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Expo New Mexico. That's the Route 66 Casino Hotel Super Nationals. 27th annual. Also, you can come out and check out Yearwood Performance. I'm going to have Jim Costa is going to be on the show. And, of course, since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been your home for Go Fast Parts. I mean, think about that. They've been in business for 50 years, and they're still on the cutting edge, getting you the edge that you need on the track and the street. Wherever it is, they've got it. New Mexico's oldest and largest beach shop, Yearwood Performance. 341 Eubank, and, of course, now on the west side, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. So you can check it out and get all the parts that you need. So joining us this morning is Brooklyn Green. How you doing this morning, Brooklyn?
Good, David. How are you?
Man, your voice sounds better on the radio than
good,
it does.
Because it does not sound good in person.
Well, everybody, of course, has, you know, had the sniffles and everything going on. But this week, Danica Patrick was actually able to find a ride. She had mm-hmm. the most important thing, which was she had a sponsorship. So she had the money. She was just looking for a car. So tell us a little bit about what was going on with that.
Yeah, Danica's going to race the number 7, I believe it is,
yes, yeah.
For Premier Motorsports with GoDaddy as her sponsor. So I'm really looking forward to seeing her run the Daytona. That seems to be one of her more strong tracks, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I think that the interest is definitely there. And, of course, getting back together with GoDaddy, and, of course, you right immediately I think about, okay, what kind of ad campaigns and stuff.
I think about that, too. What kind of commercial is she going to come out in?
Exactly. But, you know, and they say that, you know, about restrictor plate tracks, of course, you know, that it's kind of the great equalizer. And so Premium Motorsports. Last year, the Michael Waltrip entry ended up finishing 8th. Matt Benedetto finished 9th. And so it's just one of those things that it's, you know, a good driver and good equipment. And, of course, this year we've got a big leveling that it seems like it's going on between the teams. But it's good to see Danica in the race.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hopefully she's going to do good, kind of leave her mark on her last race.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hate to ask you this because I always hate this question, but as a female, I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, are you looking to see who the next female driver is that you can follow?
Oh, of course. I mean, Danica was never my all-time favorite driver, but she was definitely up there because of the fact that she was a female and she could stand her ground between all those men. So I definitely think that we need another female up there, and I can't wait to see who it is. I mean, somebody to follow, somebody to look up to.
Well, and a perfect example of that. Thank you. Great segue. We got some audio with William Byron. Talk about young guns and somebody to look up to, especially with his particular story. But let's play that real quick.
Yeah, it's surprising, but also I want to have more success at Charlotte. I've been there a couple times, you know, in the Xfinity Series and Truck Series, and hopefully we can win there. I think that would be one of the biggest wins of my career, to win at my home track and be able to, you know, have the 24 car back in victory lane there. So we're going to try hard to do that. Hendrick is just kind of down the road from Charlotte, and you always pass by there. So makes you think about racing season and makes you look forward to that race.
Do you have any kind of strategy to try and get some of Dale Jr.'s fans back behind you?
I don't know. I think results just show that the most. I think if you can produce results, people are going to start to look at who you are as a person, and that personality is going to develop and grow as you get in more situations. So I think the biggest thing I'm going to do is try to produce results, and if that gives more fans and more excitement around the 24, then I think that's going to be good. But also Jeff is kind of working behind the scenes to transition those fans over to our car, and I think that hopefully they can find their excitement and joy at the racetrack and in watching us succeed.
So the first part of that question that we kind of lost was talking about his success with Legend Cars at Charlotte, and of course a lot of the Legend Car community basically started was out of there. But his story also comes from iRacing, and you know where are we getting the young people from. And what fascinates me about the media is why we continue to be focused on, I mean, who's going to garner the fan base? You know, it's like, as a driver, and I'm sure you remember that, Brooklyn, you weren't sitting there thinking about how to get the most fans.
Yeah.
I mean, you were thinking about how do you pass that car in front of you?
How do you win the race?
Yeah.
More importantly.
I just find it ridiculous. So you know, but I guess we're falling in that because I play William Byron before I play last year's champion. So we got some Martin Truex here. Let's take a listen to that.
So over like the last decade, I think a lot of drivers and teams would say that the
48 car, 48 team has kind of been the role model of consistency and winning. So do you feel like maybe the 78 could be the new 48 for the next couple of years or so?
Well, I certainly hope so. I think it's more challenging today to find advantages, certainly keep advantages with the rules and the way things are. I mean, everything's just so close. I think some of our advantages we can't keep because it's, a lot of stuff we keep close to the vest and, a lot of it's personnel and mindsets and the way we work together, our chemistry of our team. A lot of those things are parts and pieces of our success and part of why we feel like we've had advantage. So we'll just have to see. You're not going to outspend anybody anymore like you used to and come up with some crazy setups that nobody can figure out. Those days are gone, so it's definitely going to be difficult. But, I feel like we've got a great team and we still have things we can improve on as we move forward and hopefully we continue success.
And so that's Martin Truex, of course, the defending champion. But what was kind of interesting out of the whole conversation was, kind of this young versus old. And Jimmie Johnson got called a grandpa in this. I want to play Jimmy's comments in regards to that.
How's it feel to be the elder statesman?
Oh, Alex Bowman did too.
Jay said you were uncle, though, so.
So I guess I'm going to have to put him in timeout or something.
The way that's going. We're definitely having a lot of fun together. And I it's so wild. I went from the young gun, and every time I'd see my name written, it was, rookie Jimmie Johnson, and I swear in a blink of an eye, and now I'm grandpa. It's going fast.
We've seen one season with the stage racing now. How do you adjust your performance, maybe the car? How do you adjust your season upcoming now?
Yeah, for us, it's still, last year I think we had the right approach entering the season. We just unfortunately couldn't execute like we needed to. This year, with all the changes going on internally at Hendrick Motorsports, the debut of the new Camaro for us, I think we're just going to have a better product. I know we're going to have a better product on the racetrack. And in order to capitalize on all those points, you've got to start towards the front. I've made a great career out of winning from deep in the field or the back, but the way these points work, that's just not the case. We need to qualify better. We definitely tried last year, just unfortunately couldn't get there. And I feel that this year we'll have a better product, and I should be able to start closer to the front. It makes that a lot easier.
So overall, you're more concerned about getting stage points and stage wins for the upcoming year?
Yeah, I mean, yes, absolutely. Yeah. The way that Martin paved the road to Homestead, everybody would love to have that opportunity. Then also, if you do have trouble at Phoenix or wherever it might be, you have another option to get in, which is key.
Well, it's interesting how things continue to evolve. We go back to basically point racing, which is what happened last season. I get back to, kind of an older style, harken back to an older fan base, but then trying to create these, last second drama. So now we've got these built in at the end of stages, so we've got some built in drama. So trying to elicit and please all of the fan bases and trying to bring new people into it. And I tell you, the one thing that NASCAR has probably done better than anybody else is how close you can actually get to the drivers. And that's one thing that I swear that they learn from all the local tracks, because the local tracks are really good about connecting. And so, I just want to, make that pitch again. Go to your local tracks, support your local tracks. Whether it's Sandia, for Circle Track or Drift or anything else that they got going out, road racing, there's so much going on out there. Or you go out to the drag strip with ABQ Dragway, which is 55 years now that those guys have been getting it done. And, and it's not because they're out there making a bunch of money. As a matter of fact, we had Robert Costa on here last week, and they're not making, they're barely getting by anyway. And so they do it because they love it. So get out there and support the local tracks. We're going to be interviewing and keeping you up on a lot of the, local drivers, young or old. We're going to reach out and try and get them on. So when you tune in every week, you can keep track of everything that's going on. But on the other side, we're going to talk, with the Napa Machine Shop. So if you're wanting to get that edge and you're wanting to, get a little bit better flow on your heads or anything else that you got, maybe you want to make an appointment and go down and visit those guys and find out how you can get some more performance out of your car. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque. This is William Byron, driver with number 9 Liberty University Chevrolet. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 1017 The Team.
Hi, I'm Nadine, inviting you to dine with Nick, Jimmy, and me at one of our locally owned, family of award-winning restaurants today. Try the newest addition to our family, Mykonos, serving deliciously Greek cuisine, prime steaks, seafood, and homemade desserts. Try Mykonos Rack of Lamb or our Greek Sampler Platter. Mykonos is located at the corner of Eubank and Juan Thibault. Nick and Jimmy's serves prime beef, fresh seafood, terrific salads, pasta, and pizza. We also feature green chili meatloaf. Nick and Jimmy's is located at the corner of I-25 and Jefferson. El Patron Restaurant in Cantina features many traditional New Mexican dishes, enchiladas, chile rellenos, and carne alvovada nachos. We also feature a fantastic daily happy hour in our cantina, featuring food and drink specials. El Patron at Montgomery and Morris. Stop in for lunch or dinner today. Mykonos, Nick and Jimmy's, and El Patron. Something for everyone.
You wouldn't flush an elephant down the toilet. The elephant won't like it. And neither will a sewer system. Only sewage belongs in the sewer system. Not elephants, not grease, and not trash. Not even so-called flushable wipes. We need our sewers running smooth. So remember, let's keep trash and elephants out of the toilet. A message from the Water Authority.
Stop by Black Mesa Casino every Sunday in January for a chance to spin the cash wheel. Drawing times are at 3, 5, and 7 p.m. Five winners are selected each drawing for a chance to win up to $2,000 in cash. Hot seat cash drawings are every Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. with a chance to win up to $400 in quick cash. Crazy eights are back. 8 times, 18 times, 28 times points. See the Players Club for full details. Black Mesa Casino, where Albuquerque and Santa Fe meet.
At U.S. Eagle, we believe that your money should be, well, safe. We didn't get to be the oldest credit union in New Mexico with hidden fees or fake accounts. We bank with integrity, approaching every day with the simple promise that we'll always do what we say we're going to do. We stand behind that promise, and above all, we stand behind you. You work hard for your money, so we think that we should too. U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union. Discover the better way to bank. USEagle.org.
So you guys can get an idea just how hot the deals are we got going on right now, I replaced all the coffee in Don's thermos with El Diablo Molten Lava Extreme Super Hot Chili Sauce. So, Don, why don't you tell them...
Now at Fiesta Kia, lease the 2017 Kia Soul for just $199 per month, or the 2018 Kia Forte for just $199 per month. Plus, the all-new 2018 Kia Stinger is now in stock. Come see why it has been named a finalist for the 2018 North American Car of the Year.
Come on in to Fiesta Kia today
for a huge selection and a doggone great deal.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2018 Super Nationals, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And of course, yeah, Super Nationals next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But if you want to go out and get your tickets, you can get your tickets on a discount right now. Go out to any Napa Auto Parts. Save $250 a ticket, $5 on a pair, but you'll get to avoid the line. Get to come out, support a good group, a lot of great cars that are coming. And, of course, make sure you mark your calendars because this is really not that far away. March the 3rd, Saturday, March the 3rd, Albuquerque Dragway starts its 55th season. Absolutely amazing. Can't believe that that's been going on. A lot of great shows that are going to be going out there. Whether you're into, whether you want to go out to the car clash, You want to just go out to a test and tune with the Yearwood Street to Strip, where, of course, you want to go to the big two-day show, the Firecracker Nationals. There's all kinds of things going on. But one thing that hasn't changed at all, when the first guy got the first round rock, this another guy ground another round rock to race him. So the first race was when the second vehicle was built. And so ever since then, everybody's been trying to find an edge. And so I was really fortunate to invite Glenn Russell in from the Napa Machine Shop this morning. How you doing this morning, Glenn?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me on, David.
Yeah, absolutely. If I can pull the mic up a little closer to you, so you're comfortable. But, yeah, I mean, it was kind of funny when we got to talking. I thought I knew, you know, what you guys are doing over there. And then come to find out, you guys are into a lot more stuff than I thought. But talk a little bit about the Napa Machine Shop.
Well, you know, this year, David, we're celebrating our 50th year of in existence. You know, we started out at in the warehouse. We moved up to our Wyoming store. I don't know, a lot of you probably remember that at Wyoming Constitution.
Yeah.
We moved down to the existing location. We've been there for 30 years, you know, so we have a great team of people. You know, I have over 35 years of experience.
Wow.
And the rest of my team has more than I do. So combined experience, we have a lot going for us.
Well, and actually, it's kind of a microcosm of Napa. Napa is a reflection of our culture right now, which is some younger people at the top and the people with the experience, you know, doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, 50 years just, you know, blows my mind. But that actually, when you think about it, it doesn't surprise me also. I was just curious, I mean, how much has things remained the same and how much has it maybe changed over the period of time you've been there?
You know, it's been a big drastic change. You know, when I first started in the industry, everything was carbureted, had a mechanical fuel pump on it. That stuff had gas wash. If you could get an engine to last 100,000 miles, it was a miracle. Now, you look at some of these computer-controlled engines of today, and they'll go forever. You know, so the industry really has changed a ton. You know, you look at some of the variable timing engines that are out there and the way that the it's managed through the computers, it's just amazing.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, you think about it, like the other day I had to help Bob Brown because the internet crashed here, right? You know, so it's like, so if like the internet crashes or your chip or whatever like that, I mean, you can't get the efficiency out of your motor. Well, as a matter of fact, it won't turn over. You know, we're back in the day, you get three of your buddies, you push the car and you fire it.
Yeah, you get started.
Yeah, you get the fire going. But, of course, I think of it, when I think about machining, you know, I immediately started thinking about drag racing. But I was really impressed to hear that you guys are doing a lot of stuff with the Tuner Sport crowd and, you know, and basically getting into drift racing. Talk a little bit about maybe, you know, the special requests that they have over, I mean, the drag racers.
Well, you know, we do a lot of stuff for Alex over at New Mexico Imports, and they do the all-out call-out in the summer. You know, it's amazing that those guys are making the horsepower that they're making. You know, 1,000 horsepower out of a little import is amazing to me. You know, I mean, back in the day when you had a little four-cylinder, you're thinking, no way. You know, but it goes a long way. We do a lot of work for Alex. We do a lot of work for Motiva, you know. We got Officer Dan Brockett. Yeah, we got a couple of his engines in the shop right now that we're doing a build for, you know. So we're excited to be paired up with him this coming year and looking out for some real good results. I think he's going to be real good for us.
Yeah, Officer Dan, Turbo Dan. I mean, because he was introduced to me originally as Turbo Dan before the whole stardom thing set in. He's a riot. But I remember, you know, that was all four-cylinder cars out there, you know, twin turbo that you would see out in the drift. And then all of a sudden, you got people like Guthrie that get involved and say, well, why can't we do this stuff with a
V8? Exactly.
And that's really, and then of course, you know, Dan did a lot of coaching. And Jim will tell you that a lot of his success that he had in drifting was because, you know, Dan showed him, you know, how to basically drive it. And it is fascinating that you look at, they strip those cars down. So, I mean, the speed to weight ratio has got to be ridiculous. But all of that horsepower is all about the smoke show. Yeah. You know, so we in drag racing, we're always trying to hook it up, right? But they're trying to see how I can hang it out.
Yeah.
So what's it like trying to communicate with those guys?
You know, it's a new market for us. We're right. excited to be in it. But, you know, like I said, we have our old guys out there that are doing all the drag racing stuff. You know, you look at some of the builds that we're doing right now. We have a small block stroker engine for McKinney. It's a Dodge. He was number one in the points last year for the Mopar Challenge. You know, he doesn't want to disclose exactly what the cubic inch of that is. You know, typical race car guy.
Exactly.
You know, so, I mean, it's a real wide thing. And of course, you know, we do a lot of the do-it-yourselfer stuff.
Right.
You know, we got all of our Albuquerque, Napa locations here. If you need machine work done, we can do your brake rotors. We can do your flywheel, your wheel bearing presses, you know, all those different kinds of things. You can drop it off to any one of our Napa locations, Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. They'll bring it to us.
Very cool. Well, that's super convenient. Where is the machine shop? For the listeners, where is it actually located?
Well, we're at the corner of First and Constitution downtown. We're right next to our main warehouse. We've been in that location for 30 years. If you need anything done for us, you know, give us a call. We'll give you pricing over the phone. You know, let's say, you know, a real common problem right now is cylinder heads.
Right.
You blow a head gasket. You don't know if that head's cracked or what have you. You can drop that off to any one of our Napa stores. We can pressure test it, look it over, make sure everything's good to go, resurface that head. I can send it back to you with the gaskets, the head bolts, everything that you're going to need to reinstall that cylinder head with confidence, knowing that you can go forward with the quality piece.
Well, you know, it's funny as I was sitting here thinking about all the people that maybe have forgotten that these are combustion engines, right? So, you know, it's one of those things that you know, crack or some other flaw that maybe, you know, the human eye can't even pick up, you know, can affect your horsepower significantly. And especially you talk about the guys using the dyno and everything, that, you know, trying to get every little bit out of it. I mean, shaving a mill off of a head, you know, might make the difference. I remember when they were talking about cutting the different angles on the valves and stuff like that. You know, I mean, I used to race a bug 1600, right? So you think, well, you can't do a whole lot with it. Well, but if you cut those valves, I mean,
well, you can make up the horsepower. Every little thing you do to it's going to make a huge difference. You know, you balance it, you make sure everything's lined up the way it needs to be, you know, and you can really gain a lot of horsepower out of doing something like that.
And so, I mean, you deal with retail customers as well as the professional shops there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and what's amazing to me is I met Steve Brown the other day, and he was telling me about the amount of communication he has on the phone now, where, you know, I mean, the counterman, you used to go in and it would be such a resource, but now you're trying to diagnose stuff on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That absolutely blows my mind. But if somebody is listening and you want to get, you know, maybe some expertise from you, set up an appointment to come down and talk to you, how would they get a hold of you?
Our number is 848-3527. If you don't remember that number, you can get a hold of any one of our Napa stores. They'll transfer the call down to us. You know, we're here to help you. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Fridays. We're also open 9 to 2 on Saturday.
Oh, there you go.
You know, so if you have a weekend project that you're doing, you know, you're going to do brakes, you're going to do a clutch, something like that, you know, your wheel bearing's bad, bring it down to us. We can take care of that stuff for you.
Well, I can tell you the number of times that we had a problem on a Friday night for a Saturday afternoon race. You know, it was like midnight and all of a sudden, something happened. But, you know, but it's nice to know that you guys got some Saturday hours. As a matter of fact, one thing that's funny, Yearwood always wants me to remind people is, hey, when you forgot to get gas, you can come by and get a 5-gallon can on Saturday. So, you know, it's one of those last things when you're loading up the trailer and you're like, oh, man, I didn't get gas. But, Glenn, I really appreciate you coming in this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come in. And, you know, like I said, if you ever have any kind of need for machine work, come in and talk to us.
All right, so we got Napa is of course going to be out at the Super Nationals next weekend. So you want to come out, get some more information, we can definitely get it for you then. But on the other side, we're going to be talking with international motorsports photojournalist Scott Welch, and I promise I'm not going to ask him, you know, how do you take a photograph, because that's such a broad question. But anyway, you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope, ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
I understand why Alfa Romeo was named Motor Trend Car of the Year. I drove all the premium sports sedans, and the Giulia is clearly a better car for the money.
The Alfa Romeo leased the Motor Trend Car of the Year, the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia, from just $333 a month, or the 2018 all-wheel drive Stelvio SUV, now just $399 a month. At Alfa Romeo of Albuquerque, San Mateo, and Osuna. Well-qualified lessees, Giulia and Stelvio, both 39-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, $4,000 due at signing, plus TTL and lease fee. See dealer for details.
Get the new year launched right at Motiva Performance. Bumper-to-bumper maintenance and repair, including diagnosis and expert tune-up by ASE-certified mechanics. Motiva Performance, the Southwest premier performance shop. Schedule a car spa day or dyno time for both two- and four-wheel drive vehicles. Motiva Performance can handle it all, including fabrication. Also specializing in off-road vehicles. Purchase, assemble, maintain, tune, and outfit your dream machine at Motiva Performance. 6919 Montgomery, just west of Louisiana, or 883-8388. MotivaPerformance.com.
Napa Know-How.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards, and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Experience the atmosphere of a true Celtic pub right here in New Mexico. Two Fools Tavern whisks you across the pond into the heart of Dublin or Scotland's Glasgow. Enjoy our extensive menu with fine pub fare, including Two Fools award-winning fish and chips, while sipping on one of our extensive craft beers, or explore one of the largest whiskey selections, including over 100 single malt scotches. Two Fools Tavern, proud sponsor of Lobo Soccer, located on Central in Knob Hill, where the crack is mighty.
Larry H. Miller Hyundai on Coors sold more new cars last year than ever and have their bold, sophisticated new 2018 Elantra that started only $14,491 and leasing for only $179 per month, 36-month lease. All 2017s are $500 below invoice and employee pricing continues at Albuquerque's number one volume Hyundai dealer with America's best warranty and the Hyundai Assurance umbrella of services. Head west on Coors across from Cottonwood Mall to Larry H. Miller Hyundai and online at LarryHMillerHyundai.com. See stores for details.
Ah, the smell of a new D.R. Horton home. There's nothing like having a brand new modern kitchen or lots of space for your husband's toys and tools. D.R. Horton invites you to start new. We have New Mexico's largest selection of move-in ready homes complete with worry-free warranties. Why buy used when you can be in your new home in as little as 30 days? Finally, a place you can call home. D.R. Horton Incorporated, 505-750-1209.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2018 Super Nationals, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And if you don't have it in your skull by now, I'm going to remind you one more time. Super Nationals, Route 66 Casino Hotel Super Nationals, 27th annual, February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at Expo New Mexico. Go out to Napa right now. You can get your tickets in advance. Save a little bit of money. Avoid the line. And get on out there and check it out. Because, of course, you know, we'll be out there. Because this is our Super Bowl. Right? This is a Super Bowl of cars. And, of course, nobody cares about that other thing that happens on Sunday anyway. So, joining the show, longtime friend, longtime fan of the show, international motorsports photojournalist, Scott Welch. How are you doing this morning, Scott?
Good morning, Dave.
You doing good?
Go Patriots.
Oh, no, you can't be serious.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
What? So,
Tom Brady loves football like no other human being on the earth. It's not even about money for him.
Well, I think
say go win.
Well, there you go. So you can put that. You can watch that on your iPhone or something while you're out at Super Nationals, checking out the show. But what you been up to, man?
Oh my gosh, we talked when I was in Houston last.
Right.
And
well, last week you sent me like some surfer photos.
That was a lucky deal.
My sponsor insisted right.
that I go with them to San Diego with her. My sponsor's a female, by the way. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that.
Right. Well, I think you need to give the sponsor some love.
I do, man. My sponsor is Kimberly, my beautiful wife.
She
insisted that we go to San Diego, and I said, who am I to say no to that? And we stayed in La Jolla on the beach of La Jolla Shores. She gets a deal, you know. Somehow she got this crazy deal for the whole flight and the room and everything. And the sun broke on Sunday, and we'll go out there, and they were all talking the buzz in town, the big waves and all this. And I said, surfing's not motorsports, though. So how am I going to shoot that?
Perfect question. I mean, it's the background. I mean, right? I mean, you go out, you capture, you figure out the light, you figure out, you know.
The waves were 16, 17, 18 feet high. And the sun broke out. And, of course, I always take my camera, right? So, man, I was lucky. I was very fortunate to walk out there on the beach and had my camera and these There was 30, 40 people surfing. I'd never even seen surfing live before.
Right.
And I just started zooming in and get my camera set up and some test shots. I think I shot 2,500 pictures.
Wow. So how do you, how do you rectify, being present, if you will, I'm sorry, because, you know, immediately you're like, oh, that's a great shot. You see a great shot. But also, like, you know, capturing that moment. I mean, somehow you're looking through the lens and you're capturing that.
Right.
I mean, is that just instinct? Is that passion?
For me, it is instinct because I've been told for years since, you know, my first photography class back in high school that I was able to capture action. I don't know what it is that I do. So it's got to be something to do with the panning and dropping the shutter. Of course, you've got to have, a camera that'll take frames per second. You know, the cameras now are amazing. You know, you have 8 frames a second.
Mm-hmm.
The camera that I use, and then there's newer cameras out there faster than that. It's pretty much shooting a movie, frame by frame type thing. So,
right.
So that's a huge advantage you have. It's all about settings. And, finding out each camera that I've ever used is different, each model. You know, you can get an EOS 5D, Mark III, which is what I shoot with now. I have a Mark I, and they're very different cameras. You have to get to know what that camera likes, you know, what where it shines as far as your exposure and how fast it is. You may not want to shoot the camera on a high rate of frames per second because it may not focus. One camera doesn't focus as quickly as another camera.
Okay.
So you have to find that sweet spot. I mean, I can go into the technical of it all day long, but.
Well, my thoughts were, of course, listeners that own businesses out there.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, because the photography, they say a photo, captures 1,000 words.
Yeah.
And, whether you need a sales brochure or something on your Facebook mm-hmm. page. I mean, my Facebook page for this is, a photo that you took,
yeah.
And it's like, I mean, you made me look better than I look. And I think there's you did a little Photoshop on it, right? Yeah, exactly.
No,
But if somebody, needed, some photography work for a brochure, they want to, there's so much pride in a business too.
Yes.
A great shot, for the entry, of their business. I mean, because a lot of times, of course, we talk about how great it is to capture Jason Anderson
right.
or all the other fantastic things, but the tangible. I mean, how How can somebody out there, you know, with maybe a little bit more limited budget, be able to tap into your talents?
Well, a photograph does say 1,000 words, and it does, it's really undervalued what it brings to an image of your company and what you're trying to project in quality. It says a lot about if you have nice photographs, just to begin with, this guy invests in what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Just get with me on your budget and let me know what it is you want to achieve, what you want your product to instill into the potential customer. This is what we do when we work with marketing people. We figure out what's in the mind of the customer that
right.
uses that product, and then we key on that. What's important? What's that customer thinking? We even interview customers that, depending on what type of business it is, customers that use that product often. Why do you choose this product? I'm a big Michelin guy, right? Mm-hmm. Why do I choose a Michelin tire? It's the most expensive. Why do you pay for a Michelin tire that much money? It's not the most expensive.
Right.
It's actually the least expensive if you figure out the miles that you get out of the tire. So that's what you have to find. You have to find, why does this product achieve what it does? Really what I do is a marketing
right.
stance. That's what I do. I sell for people.
Right.
And so, I can work with any budget, Dave. I will, and I'll help any company, but it's got to be fair for me as well,
right.
And just investing in that, and, that's the image you put out, quality, and then do what you say. Obviously, what you sell, you have to do if you want to stay in business, but that's kind of how we
How would they connect with you? How would they reach out?
Well, you can go to my website, and I'm in the middle of redoing my website now, by the way, and we're going to be more focused on the marketing side of things. And the promotional side of the motorsport and, other businesses as well. Just go to my website, scottwelchphoto.com. You can also catch me I'll be at the Super Nationals as well. I'll be in the Amsoil. I'm a big Amsoil guy.
Yep.
And so I'll be there as well. And my contact information is on my website, scottwelchphoto.com. Feel free to give me a call, set an appointment, and talk about what you want to achieve.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. And people should definitely reach out and do that. If you don't have that information, you can always reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to forge that information. But really appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you, Dave.
Time just goes so much that we need to get together more often. But I really appreciate
yes,
that. And a reminder, I come out. I mean, next weekend is Super National. Scott will be there. I'll be there. A lot of great things going on. We're going to have a lot of people coming around the booth. And, of course, you can pick up New Mexico Motorsports Report magazine. But we'll catch you next week. You've been listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2018 Super Nationals, and Napa Auto Parts, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it.
7 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.